projects, but that's about it.
And I understand.
Then you can move, no, not because of that, because we've done plenty of interviews and we've served on boards together.
Yeah, that's true.
And so well, you can do that and then tell us why you want to serve on the community college board.
All right. Mary Ann Enloe, former mayor, former county commissioner, have been on many boards in the county, serve on the Fairgrounds board now, serve on the Salvation Army board, and I'll probably rotate off of that. And I'm just getting ready to change churches. I've been down at St. Andrews as a music director. This will be my last Sunday. I'm going up to Little Faith Methodist. Do you know where that is? On Hendrick Street?
Mm-hmm.
If job fell in my lap, and I'm just tickled to get back to my Methodist church. So, I mean, it's, you know.
I got some friends I think go there.
So. It's a wonderful little church, and it'll be the smallest one I've ever been the music director for, but that'll be fun. So what else do you want to know about me? I do a little writing for the I'm a freelance writer for two newspapers, and I don't like having spare time.
Well, Haywood Community College Board, tell us why you want to serve.
All right. I was, and I worked for Mr. Friedlander when he started Haywood Tech, when he did his seed money for Haywood Tech. And I was one of the ones who pledged part of my paycheck right off the bat to get that started. I've been a student there. I've studied everything from Chinese cooking, which did not take, to creative writing, which did. But your community college board is probably the most important board, second to you all in this county. It's, in my opinion, the biggest asset this county has. And if the decision is ever made to merge it with another college, it's not going to be a good thing for us. We've got to make sure that college board, that college remains ours and our anchor here in this county. It's an economic engine, and it's affording an education to a lot of folks who could never have one and who would never have been able to make the transfer to a four-year school without it. Now, my daughter teaches at Forsyth Tech. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have tenure yet, and tenure may be gone. I've been very interested in what's happening on the state level in the community college area. And I just feel that this is crucial right now. They're looking for a new president. There are some challenges there. And having sat on your side, you all have to provide funding for them. And other than for tuition, the only funding they can get is taxpayer funding, whether it comes from you or whether it comes from Raleigh. There's no other place to get it. It's out of your pockets, your personal pockets, and my personal pockets. That's a big responsibility. And I would go into it with an open mind. I have no preconceived notions. But you all know me, and you know I'm a process person. And one of the first things that I would look for, in addition to budgetary constraints, would be the processes that are in place and the boardsmanship.
Right.
You just have to. We know that you have to have a cohesive board. Certainly not one that agrees all the time. If you have one that agrees all the time, you don't need a board. You just need one person. But you have to have a cohesive board that can disagree agreeably. And
I don't see that now.
From what I'm hearing, I don't. And it may be something as simple as not understanding the process. Could be something that simple. I'm not on the inside. I don't know. But from what I'm hearing, there are challenges there.
How do you feel about the direction over the last 5 years as far as the construction process, and now we're moving on to the they're picking a new president. I mean, and you spoke somewhat about a process, and I'm sure that that's what you're speaking of there as far as the presidential.
I had some heartburn with the fact that, and I assume I'm right, perhaps I'm not, but I understand that the search committee did ask permission for the consultant to release all the applicants' names to the search committee. It's my understanding that the board voted not to do that. I don't see the wisdom in that. We've all been on search committees. I don't see the wisdom in not letting your search committee know who's applied and seeing those applications. I would have questioned that, if that indeed is true, and I think that it is. I've been on that side of the table when questions have not been answered for us in a way that we felt they should have been, because there again, you're big players in this. County commissioners are big players in this.
Okay. The and you know, I pretty much asked this to all of them, so I'm gonna ask you. You know, as a former school board member, mm-hmm. okay. We made appointees to the community college board. We were very, very concerned, you know, about the relationship between the public schools and the community college.
As well, you should be.
We also, you know, wanted to be sure that we were getting, you know, the most opportunities for our children, be it college transfer, be it vocational, you know, be it whatever. So, I heard enough already to know that you see that as a very important thing. Okay, as I was coming off the school board, in other words, when I went on the school board, there was some controversy or some direction as to which way the college was going to go. That seemed to have worked its way out, but it has kind of the head has been raised again. So we've got some as far as the direction. You know, it seems to be pulling both ways. I saw the relationship deteriorate between the community college and the public schools.
That's a shame.
When I come over on this side, the relationship was not good. When I come in, I have not seen it get any better. Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. What, you know, obviously, and you've already said that, you know, this community college is a huge, huge asset and huge, very, very important to us. What do you see as far as trying to get this corrected or moving in the direction?
Thank you. I don't have a hidden agenda, but one of the first things one of the first things, or I think I have, maybe I didn't, one of the first things I'm going to be looking at, if I am privileged to serve, and I certainly do consider it a privilege to serve on that board, is the process by which they make their decisions. That right out of the gate, out of the from the get-go. I think it's extremely important that there be a process. That the meetings, and Kevin and I have served on a high-profile board. I just believe that the meetings need to accomplish what they're meant to accomplish. I don't believe in having meetings for the sake of having meetings. I believe when you go there, you have a purpose, and when you come out, you've done something. And you can justify what you've done. And I believe, you all know that I always campaign on open government. So I realized the necessity for keeping some things behind closed doors, but not many. This is, again, you're going back to tax money. You're going back to tax money. People have got to know how the money's being spent. And I do see, I'm optimistic about the community college system. I'm afraid of what may happen on the state level. And I look at that, I get on that computer and look daily at what's happening. We've got to do everything we possibly can not to have somebody come in here and usurp our college and tie it in with somebody else. We started out with a good thing. As you say, we had problems going, making the transition from the technical school into the academic school. But when you look at how many students have been served who could not have gone to school, could not have finished over at Western if they could not have had those first 2 years at Haywood Community College. I can't imagine this county without that college. And we have to have it, and we have to make good decisions about it. We have to be sure we have the right person at the helm, and we have to be sure we know how we're spending that money.
Obviously the direction on the administration seems to have gotten a little bit skewed as far as where I think, personally, as I feel like it should have gone or whatever, and maybe that's in the building and in the direction it's going and everything like that. But what do you see, as far as a president? I mean, what kind of a person do you think needs to be?
I would certainly have stood my ground for, and Kevin and Kirk have both heard me say this, all things being equal, our local folks need to be given a shot at these jobs, all things being equal. You've heard me say that. I have concerns that didn't happen. And as I say, I have concerns, if I heard correctly, that the search committee was not permitted to see those applications. I quite frankly find that unconscionable. I could not ever have supported. I would have been. You all know me. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, and I would have been quite vocal on that had I been on the board at that time. I don't know that the process is irreversible. I don't know that because I'm not on the inside. But. Sometimes it ain't over till the fat lady sings. So it may be, the process may be reversible. But I certainly want to always see qualified local folks given an equal shot, regardless of.
I just make a comment, because you pretty well answered all my questions, but just, I have heard from board members that they don't really have a set meeting time. They keep jumbling around, and this trustee misses meetings because she can't, there's not a day she can plan around. So I'm glad that you mentioned, I guess I made that comment to say, process, that's one of the processes. This is a special meeting we're having today, but we posted it, I think, last Friday.
Yes, you did.
So, I mean, this is out of the ordinary, but we got some out of the ordinary, mainly this, the block grant we're doing for
because the community selection deal hit us too that we didn't it dropped on us last Friday.
So I was glad we was able to take care of this today, but process is a very important, it is. So
it's the cornerstone.
Yeah.
We've all sat on this board and others, and how you handle the business is the cornerstone of all of it.
That's right.
You have any more questions? Well, thank you very much for applying. As always, we have.